fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of tarantulas! I'm Silver! Boy!
There was trouble in the town of Border City. A vicious gang of cutthroats and trail robbers banded under the sign of the tarantula were spreading terror everywhere. Texas Jack, keeper of a cafe in Border City, had sworn to avenge the tarantula's murder of his friend Dan Martin, and he was pleased with the prospect of meeting Dan's son, Richard Martin, whom he knew would help him. Lolita, the girl who sang in Texas Jack's cafe in Border City, was a good friend of Dick Martin's, and one noon she was tidying up her small room on the first floor of the town's rooming house.
Oh, that would be Ricardo or Richard. Ricardo. Oh, it's Texas Jack.
Howdy, Lolita. Ricardo got here?
No, but I expect him soon. Will you come in, Texas Jack?
Oh, thanks.
Is something the matter?
No.
Oh, sit down. Is anything wrong at the cafe? Did you come to tell me you are going to fire me? I no longer sing there?
No, not that. You've got a job as long as I own the cafe.
But I do not understand. For a year I work for you. But never before have you called on me at all.
Well, fact is, Lolita, I came to see Dick Martin.
Ricardo?
Well, now that he's coming back from Mexico and given up his career as a bullfighter, I reckon he'll take his own name again, Dick Martin.
Oh, I hope so. But, Dick, why do you want to see him?
His father was murdered by that tarantula gang in my cafe.
Yes, I know.
Well, I thought I'd like to talk to Dick before the gang gets at him.
Why, horse stopping. Perhaps that will be... Oh, he did. Oh, Ricardo, Dick Martin, mio caro.
Hello, Lolita.
Come in. I heard that you would arrive today.
I don't know what the Lone Ranger said to the governor of the state in Mexico, but I sure got a fine deal.
Yes, I know.
Hi, Dick.
Oh.
Dick, this is Texas Jack. He owns the cafe where I work.
Oh, sure. Howdy.
Howdy yourself.
I told you he was trying hard to break up this gang, the tarantulas.
Yes, I heard about you, Texas.
But sit down, eh?
I suppose you found out about the situation in Mexico?
Lolita told me the two members of the gang had you in their power. This man called the Lone Ranger helped you out, and you gave the state enough evidence to hang them.
Well, I didn't have much to do with it.
Well, what did those two crooks make you do?
They knew I was a popular matador. I was always being invited to the homes of wealthy people. They made me help them rob those people. They told me they had my paw in their hands and would kill them if I refused.
I see. The Lone Ranger told you the same gang had murdered your father.
Yes. Then he roped the two before they could kill me.
Dick, your father was a mighty good friend. One of my best friends.
Yes, sir.
I knew him when he was a Texas Ranger. Then he became a sheriff. Then he retired. But he came back to Border City to try and smash this gang of tarantulas. Well, they got him first.
I came back to take up where he left off.
Well, you have a friend on your side. I want to talk to him.
Who?
This Lone Ranger.
I wish I knew where to find him.
You don't?
No. And I owe my life to him.
Dick, your good intentions won't get you any further than your father got.
Why not?
The Tarantula Gang is smart, well organized. There's only one man alive who can fight crooks like those tarantulas.
The Lone Ranger?
Yes. I hope you told the Lone Ranger all you knew about the gang.
Well, I didn't know anything about it. I just knew there was two who worked south of the border.
That's too bad. I'd hoped you'd be able to help. I'll pay $5,000 in cash to see that gang smashed. When they murdered your father, they went too far. A finer man never lived. But they weren't quite fast enough. Your father told me a few things about the gang.
He did? Well, what did he tell you? Where can I start from? How can I go about getting them?
Lolita, who's in that room?
Oh, Texas Jack. My duenna, or housekeeper. Whatever you call an old woman.
Oh. Hey, you, this is a private
conversation. Texas Jack, don't act a fool. He sees nothing and hears nothing.
Well, I guess it's all right to talk in front of her.
Oh, sure it is. In Mexico, you get used to seeing the duenna around and just forget she's there.
What did Dan Martin tell you about the tarantula gang?
One of the ringleaders is with a tribe of Apaches near Hawk River. He's got them lined up to follow him.
How'd he do that?
I don't know. He's got some sort of belt he wears that shines in the dark. The Redskins think it's magic.
What is it? This is not Carter.
You sit still,
Redskin.
I got a blanket scarf.
Put on that gun.
You stay there. He not hurt you.
Come back here.
Where is Foster? What have you done with Foster?
Find an old woman in another room.
You get that door open. I'll get him. Hold it, Dick.
He got clear.
I know you're shooting now. You couldn't hit him at that distance.
Where'd Lolita go? Lolita.
In here, Jim.
Why'd you tell us that was an old woman?
Don't be a fool, Captain. I too was surprised.
The duenna was tied up in here.
Oh, Dick, the gang is everywhere. Now it will be known that you are going after the tarantula. The tarantula who leads the Apache.
The Indian friend of the Lone Ranger hurried to a small camp in a nearby woods where he leaped from his paint horse.
Can me come fast?
I see you did.
Someone after you? Me not know. Not wait to find out. Me follow Texas Jack. Him go to house a girl.
Yes? Then what?
Me go to window. Old woman, see Tonto. Me put gag and rope on her.
What hello?
A gag not tight. It not hurt.
Go on.
Bullfighter come. Him friend with Texas Jack. Me hear him talk. And think me, old woman.
Did you learn anything?
Texas Jack tell Dick Martin go to Hawk River tribe of Apache. That's where Tarantula, boss Indian. Boss got magic belt that glow in dark.
Otto, there's only one belt like that.
Me know.
Chief Thundercloud had it. Has it been stolen from him?
Maybe. We come here then. Come past. We go Hawk River.
In just a minute. Did Texas Jack or Dick Martin see you?
Me hold gun on them to make escape.
Do they know that you heard about the belt?
That's right.
None of them. Right away from here and hide the trail. Wait for me in Barton's pass.
Here, Silver, what you do?
I've got to see Texas Jack. I'll meet you in the pass.
Hold, Silver!
Urging the great horse Silver to his greatest speed, the masked rider of the plains reached Border City in record time. He went immediately to the home of Texas Jack. The cafe owner was gone. He was at the cafe passing out word that he wanted men, lots of men, and Dick Martin was helping him round them up.
Hey, Hank. Texas Jack wants all the men he can get. Meet him in the cafe right away.
Hey, what's going on? Is there something wrong?
The Redskin escaped. He's from a tribe of bad ones. Hawk River Apaches. They're going to scour the country for him.
Apaches, huh? I thought it might be something about the tarantula gang.
Yeah, maybe it is. Tarantulas control those savages. Get to the cafe.
I'm on my way.
Hey, Jake, come on with me. Take the check. Texas Jack's place, right away.
I'm with you.
Hey, you.
Yes.
Come over here. Texas Jack wants all of us.
Come on. Soon the cafe was filled with men awaiting orders from their friend Texas Jack. While they waited for him to come out of his private office in the rear, a masked man appeared at the swinging doors in front. All eyes turned toward him. No one spoke.
I want to see Texas Jack. Where is he?
Several of the men glanced toward the office door. The masked man stepped forward and a path opened. No one made a move toward a gun. There was something about the manner of the stranger that gave warning.
I don't want to be disturbed.
Hey, who's that back, Texas?
You.
Coming in, Texas Jack.
I want to speak to you alone. Send those men away.
Hey, you're the Lone Ranger.
You don't need that posse.
Yeah, but wait till I tell you. All right, wait.
Hey, boys, forget what you were told. I won't need you. Clear out.
You got a gun in your back?
No, go on about your business. Cafe is closed till night. Vamos? Now, clear out.
There. Now, tell me, aren't you the Lone Ranger?
What about the Tarantula Gang?
I've been beating my brains out trying to find a way to get you. You're the only living man that can meet that gang with any chance of coming out on top. I'll pay any price to see every last one of them in jail or hanged.
Why?
Why? Because they...
Not because they're outlaws, Texas. Your own past won't stand much inspection.
Well, you can't hold a man's past against him. I'm straight shooting now.
Running a gambling place? Well,
games are honest. Anyway, those tarantulas killed my friend, Dan Martin. You know that. You were here when Dan was killed. But you were disguised, so I didn't know who you were.
Who killed Dan Martin?
I don't know. If I did, I'd get him.
Who's the man that's inciting the Hawk River Indians?
I don't know that. I don't even know that he's inciting them. Dan Martin told me he was there and that he had the tribe in the palm of his hand. That's all I know. I figured he was arousing... How do you know about... Well, I'll be hanged.
What's so funny?
Now I've got it. That redskin Lolita's place was your friend. I've heard about Tonto. That's who it was. He told you. Well, I'm glad. I'm mighty glad you sent him there. But he came close to getting shot.
That's nothing new. You were going to send Dick Martin out to get that man with the Apaches?
Oh, why not?
He would have been killed. But Dick?
Well, I don't know. He's a good fighter. I thought it'd be a chance for him to avenge his father.
You wouldn't have gone after the tarantula yourself.
Me? Oh, well, I...
You want Dick murdered the same as his father was?
Of course not. Now, look here, I resent the
Sit
way...
Sit down.
But you're as much as accusing me of being one of the tarantula gang.
Every man in the tarantula gang, Texas Jack, is going to be brought to justice. You're not one of them. You're nothing to worry about unless you're the next victim. You are one of them, and you'll pay with the others. Is that clear?
If only you wouldn't be suspicious of me. I want to help you. I'll do everything I can.
Someone else takes the risks.
Jack! 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 Oh,
you can't go in there.
Jack, I must speak. Oh, I did not know. He's the masked man.
What's the matter with you, Lolita?
I must tell you, both of you. It is Dick Martin. He's gone. He sent this note to me.
Gone where?
Look. He said he cannot waste time in hunting for an Indian.
That Indian was Tonto, the Lone Ranger's friend. Oh. The hunt for him has been called off.
But Dick is gone. He left as soon as he could. He said he was going to off the river. He was going to find his tarantula himself.
How long ago did he leave?
It was half an hour, perhaps longer. He will have no chance against the savages. He will be killed.
I'll see you again.
Oh, hey, wait, hold on.
Oh, where is he going?
I don't know, but he's wasting no time getting there.
Oh, Texas. Texas, will he save Dick Martin?
I don't know.
I'll
do that. But I've got a feeling that he will. If he don't die trying.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Continue our story. After leaving Texas Jack's, the Lone Ranger raced to Barton's Pass, where Tonto was waiting.
Oh, Silver, steady, big fellow. Who?
What happened, Kemosabe?
Men chase you?
Tonto, call Scout.
Scout, you come quick.
Ride toward the Hawk River Indians. I go by the east trail. I'll ride the west. Huh. Martin's ahead of us. Get him.
Paul Silver, get him up. Come.
And the Lone Ranger were several hundred yards apart as they raced north. At times they could see each other, but at other times there were trees and hills that came between the trails. After half an hour of a fast lope that Silver could maintain indefinitely, the masked man saw a cloud of dust on the trail ahead.
There he is, Silver. You'll catch him, big fella.
Come on, Silver!
As the Lone Ranger drew nearer, he saw Dick Martin turn in the saddle. He knew that the dust would obscure the view. Dick saw only that he was being pursued. He called in his horse for a fresh output of speed.
Get up, take it along, boy! One of the tarantulas is after it!
Dick's horse was fast, but no match for the mighty white stallion. The masked man gained steadily until Dick saw the horse was white, the rider masked. He heard above the clatter of pounding hoofs.
Come on, Silver!
Silver! Oh, over there! The masked man, the Lone Ranger!
Hold on, Dick Martin. Where are you going?
This is my job. Don't stop me.
Your job to commit suicide?
My father was killed.
I know all about that. You're expecting to meet an Apache tribe and fight them single-handed. Get that one member of the gang that killed your father.
Oh, die trying.
Exactly. Wait till I signal Tonto.
Tonto?
The Indian you saw in Lolita's home. When he heard that someone with a magic belt was with those savages, he had to leave in a hurry.
But I don't...
That belt was the property of an Indian chief named Thundercloud.
What do you expect me to do? Sit back and be still when I know where one of that gang can be found?
I expect you to stay in the fight against the tarantulas. It won't help to get killed.
Well, you sure saved my life in Mexico. I reckon it's up to me to do anything you say.
Here comes Tonto. We'll hold a council of war and plan our attack.
The Apache savages lived in the Hawk River Valley, several days' travel to the north. Tonto went slowly so Dick Martin could stay with him. The Lone Ranger circled the Apache tribe and went on to another village where the friendly Indians called Thundercloud their chief.
And it is your belt those savages have captured.
Is that right? White man come here. Act like friend. Spend 2 days with me. Him steal away in dark with belt.
You know where the Apaches are, Chief Thundercloud?
Me know.
Yet you haven't tried to recapture your belt?
Apache too strong. Too many. Someday maybe we grow stronger. Maybe Apache grow weaker. Then get belt of magic back again.
Chief Thundercloud, I went through pioneer settlements on my way here. And I learned that the Apache Indians were on the warpath a few weeks ago.
Go on warpath every time moon go black. Go on warpath between end of one moon, beginning of new moon.
When there's total darkness.
That right.
The old moon is waning.
2 days more, the moon is gone.
And those Apache may strike again. Chief Thundercloud, that's when we're going to try to weaken the Apache so you can conquer them.
But how do that?
Here, look. I have two sticks. You see, I hold them together and try to break them. They're strong. Here, you try.
Me break them. Not break them.
No, when the sticks are together, you can't break them. These sticks are like the Apache tribe. Now, divide the sticks. Take one of them. Break it. And the other. Like this.
Me sack. Make two small war parties of one big war party, then conquer.
To do that, I must have knowledge of the country near Hawk River. You know that country well?
Me know. Me know Apache country. How me help?
Tell me everything you can about the land near Hawk River.
Oh, Silver, steady boy, oh.
Hello. You been able to get near the Apaches?
You go there at night. Come back to camp here at dawn.
Did you find Chief Thundercloud?
Yes, easy, fella. Talk to Thundercloud. The belt was stolen from him.
What is there about that belt?
It was made by the father of Thundercloud. The beaded buckskin belt, several inches wide and studded with foxfire. It glows in the dark. The Indians think it's magic. They think that the man who wears it has great power.
That's what Apache think. And that's why Apache follow Tarantula.
We're going to have Thundercloud's help, Tonto. He told me a lot about this Hawk River country. I think we'll be able to beat the Apache.
That's good.
They've raided a lot of villages. They've stolen thousands of dollars in cash and a lot of other stuff besides.
Yes, I know. They strike when there's no moon. That means they're likely to go on the war path again tomorrow night. Now, tell me about this tarantula.
Not much to tell.
Him live in big wigwam. Got guard the Indian.
You couldn't get to him?
No.
He's right in the middle of all the wigwams. There isn't a chance of getting close to him.
We're going to wait here until tomorrow night. Then, if that tarantula sneaks out of his web, he may find that belt isn't as magical as he thought. Sunset. The war dance is starting. Almost dark. I'll move out in a little while.
Take up your guns. Follow the circle of medicine light. I show where to make attack.
The tarantula saw the last light in the valley extinguished. Total darkness made the foxfire belt glow with an unearthly blue light that almost hypnotized the savages. They followed the glow out of the valley into the hills. Dirk, the leader, glanced back from time to time, noting with satisfaction that the dark forms 20 yards in back of him rode silently, obediently keeping a distance.
You think I'm a god of some sort, so they won't come too close. But how they fight when I turn them loose on the town.
Tarantula no sooner finished gloating over his power than he noticed something white approaching from the side.
Who's this? And we have to tell him to stay in line. Hey, you, get back with the others. You can't ride with the leader. You hear me? Get back.
Quiet.
Who are you?
Be quiet. The gun in your side, tarantula.
All right. Who are you? What do you want?
Leaning on his own horse, the Lone Ranger deftly gagged the tarantula, holding the gag with one hand while he pinioned the outlaw's arms.
All right, Hutto, take the belt. I'll rope this fella.
He got it.
Where's Dick Martin?
In there.
Good. No use struggling, tarantula. You're through. Your next stop is jail, where you can tell the hiding place of all the loot you've had these Indians steal for you.
We have belt fixed in minutes.
Be sure you keep it so the Indians see the glow. We don't want them riding too close to find out what happens. Divide the belt. I'll be back in a minute. Come on, tarantula.
The whole maneuver was executed with a smoothness that left the savages in the rear totally unaware that the belt had changed hands. Tonto rode on steadily while the Lone Ranger with his prisoner made for the side.
Dick, there he is. Take charge of him. He's tied and gagged.
I ought to kill him.
Take him into town alive so he can be made to tell all he knows about the other members of the tarantula gang. Here's the rope. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Hang on to it. Make him stay ahead of you. We'll meet again.
What about the Indians?
Leave them to us. Adios.
The trail that Tonto followed led through a wood steadily uphill. The masked man was once more at his side. He said,
"He cut belt in two. He make band for head one part, band for hat of other."
I see you put the band around your head.
That right. Apache not notice difference.
All right. I'll drop out of the line. I'll keep my hat band concealed until part of the savages have gone by. Remember where you're to lead them.
Me know.
The next few moments of that sinister march through the woods called for every bit of the Lone Ranger's ingenuity. He hid his half of the belt and waited in the total gloom while half of the Apache band rode by. Then he quickly put the band about his hat, advanced into the column and said,
"You, go straight. You, wait."
At first, the savages didn't understand, but finally the orders were made clear. Now the band was divided, the first part following the gleam of Tonto's headband, the other following the glow about the masked man's hat. The trip continued until dawn. Some of the Indians found themselves at the base of a slope that rose to a natural fortress made of rocks. Tonto, wearing the headband, called an order.
"Enemy up there, behind rock. You keep them there. Not let them out."
While on the peak behind the rocks, the masked man called up to his men.
"Keep the enemy below from coming up. Hold this fort."
For a time, just before daybreak, spasmodic shooting came from the rocks and was returned by the Indians back of boulders down below. Then a cry. The masked man riding away became a signal for Chief Thundercloud and his tribe nearby. They charged, attacking the Indians below. Noon, a few days later, the masked man walked into the office of the sheriff where Texas Jack was waiting for a verdict from the nearby court.
At last you've come. I wondered when you get back.
Has Dick Martin returned?
He sure has. He brought Dirk in here.
That's the crook that's been leading those Apaches. He was one of the tarantula gang.
Yes, I know.
But what about the Apache outfit?
The outfit was divided. The Chief Thundercloud could conquer half the band and surround the other half. Apaches will make no further trouble.
I don't know how to think.
Well, don't. Now, where's the sheriff?
In court. They're deciding whether to bind Dirk over to federal court or try him here.
I see.
Whatever it is, he'll go on trial and that'll be his finish.
There are still others in the tarantula gang.
Yes. And if you'll wipe them all out, you can have anything you ask for.
I'll ask for a fair trial, and if they are guilty, a conviction.
Oh, you have come. Oh, amigo, you have come back.
Yes, Lolita.
But you will not stay. You will ride away.
I guess me and Dick Martin better be glad if he don't stay.
Texas Jack, how can you say that?
Well, I'd lose a singer in a cafe, and Dick Martin would lose his sweetheart.
Senor, wait. Amigo, I want to thank you.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.